that track right there, Zane 2000 with Art Girls. A bit of a deep dive of Zane 2000 over the show today. But that's, of course, because today is the single release of A Type of Love. So I've got Zane 2000 here in studio and Haimona over the phones.
Good morning. Good morning.
Kia ora.
Oh, Simon.
Yes, yeah. You're hearing your voices, all that good stuff.
Hello.
And it's truly been a collab for the ages, and that's kind of what the song's all about, right? So how did this come about? Like, how'd you two first get going with all of this?
Yeah, well, I had this song unfinished as an instrumental for a long time, and I really wanted to sing on it myself, but I couldn't really come up with anything. So then I just sent it to Simon, probably over Messenger even, and he came back with the bass line and a really great vocal, and then that was it. It was just done.
Just done. And what was it like from your end? Hi, Mona. Yes, hi.
Yeah, it was lovely. It all happened during lockdown. So, you know, it was a very emotional time reevaluating things. And, you know, me and Jonty, we've been in a musical partnership long distance for years now.
About 13 years, Simon, isn't that right?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So it was just great to be able to, you know, put something down and be like, you know, this is us.
Yeah.
Cool. It's cool hearing about artists who have been doing things over lockdown. The phrase I always say is that after a plague comes a renaissance.
So absolutely.
Do you think there are a whole bunch of artists who are just bursting at the seams now with new tunes, new releases?
Yeah, absolutely. The word renaissance has been in my head for ever since this whole thing started. It's something good has to come out of something like pretty rich.
As shit as this, yeah.
You know, yeah. I can say the S word. Yes. Yeah, but it's like I think there's going to be probably like a saturation of good music, and it's going to be even more sort of sad to have to, like, you know, rifle through it on the internet, you know. Yeah, there'll be a lot of good things getting lost out there, you know, even more.
And I'm sure up north there's so many fantastic artists too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been so difficult with, you know, gig cancellations and that sort of stuff. I feel like I'm only just starting to reconnect and discover what's going on out there. But yeah, very, very exciting time.
Definitely.
Summer's coming.
Is summer coming? It's the wettest day I've seen in ages here, but we're soldiering on. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
The sound of this track, A Type of Love, hearing your last track, I feel like you're taking from this sort of 80s vibe. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the 80s. I was thinking about why I love the 80s so much the other day, and I think it centres around how crazy technology was then and how quickly it moved. You know, so I sort of wish that was happening now. Sometimes it feels like we're getting really stagnant out there, but
yeah, for sure.
But yeah, definite 80s vibe. And also, I guess with Zane 2000, it's like it's my first collaboration with someone else, so I've really learnt quite a lot about how enjoyable that is. I probably used to think that I wouldn't have done that and wouldn't have been interested in it because a lot of the music I make feels pretty uncollaborative for me. Yeah, I don't know, isolated or whatever.
Yeah.
That's how I make it, you know.
I see.
So, like classic bedroom musician vibes. But yeah, I really want to collaborate with more people after doing this with Simon. We've been like full on business mode, eh, Simon?
It's been crazy. Yeah. You described it as a startup tech company.
Yeah, we've been joking. Accurate. We've been like, it feels like we're in like an early 2000s tech startup, and we're like emailing people, and it's like just I don't know. That's what I was imagining, at least.
Well, it makes a lot of sense then that...
like Jeff Bezos or something. No, just with hair.
Oh, that bald... Oh, don't get me started.
I want to get you started.
So it only makes sense then, after 13 years of collaboration, that this is your first sort of... overall collab, right? So
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, wow. Putting it out into the world. And but Simon and I, we've... I wish we could have a highlight reel to show you of all the background jazz gigs we did together, eh, Simon? Like, just... Yeah, yeah. Simon and I once played on the Inter Islander. We played jazz there, and
that's right.
Simon's a very lovely upright bass player, and when a ship is going through turbulence or whatever you would call, what's turbulence for a ship?
Whatever inspires motion sickness, right?
Yeah.
It's just awful.
I don't know. What are you banking? The ship was banking. I don't know. But, Simon, I just have this one of my fondest memories of Simon is him trying to play upright bass on the Inter Islander, and it's such a dodgy boat.
Oh, give us a few of your jazz stories, Simon.
jazz stories. Yes. Oh, goodness. I mean, yeah, that's a good one. My first wedding that I went to, I was playing background music at it.
Wow.
Jeez. So you get exposed to a lot of things.
Wow. Yeah.
Coming from the devil's music and all of that stuff, you know. That's Christian science.
Would you say that this track is a departure from your sound overall, Haimona?
No, not at all. No, I think it's right in the ballpark. So, yeah, I think in the past I'd released some stuff as Sabine Wojna, but that was a few years ago and kind of relied on some key collaborators, Ben Woods and Abby McElwarm and Brian Chin, who are Christchurch locals.
You know that,
yeah.
But since then, that was, you know, that was a few years ago, starting to work on it in a more kind of solo manner, I guess. And yeah, that's where the kind of rebrand pivot happened. So yeah, no, you know, love synths, love guitars, love it all. Pop.
So yeah. So this track is about friendship, right?
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
How did you land on this theme, or was it just a natural, like, this is just what we have to, it has to be, look at us working together after 13 years?
Totally. It was totally natural. It was just, you know, Jonty was just like, oh, you know, have a go at some words, and just flowed out of me, eh? I think, yeah, it was great to land on that theme. I've actually, you know, previewed the song to a few friends, and they've all agreed it's the most positive song I've ever written.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really great.
Yeah, I think that's the same thing with me. It's like a, yeah, we've basically got a bit of a bubblegum pop song on some level. Would you agree, Simon, or is that sort of disparaging?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
So can we expect some hyperpop album from you in the future?
Oh man, I wish. I've got a drum machine that was sort of used by a few hyperpop artists on some level. So I've always toyed with the idea of producing something like that. But it's also like one of those genres where if you do it half-assed, it sounds really ridiculous.
You're right.
You know, like hyperpop has to be just technologically just, you know, 1080p on everything.
You're right. I've got to be able to vogue and split and do all the things to
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. You know, if it's not smacking through those speakers, then what's the point?
What's the point? Exactly. I agree. And this music video that's come out for A Type of Love, it's getting me right back into my, wow, I'm seeing this guy for the first time. We're going up the Port Hills. How did you land on the music video inspiration?
Oh, man. We Simon has a... What, it's Raina Craig, isn't it, Simon? Is that correct?
Yeah. Who operates under several names, but Tom Lowry is the credit on the video. But yeah, a local artist in Wellington that I've gotten to meet. So actually, I play in a band called Zero Cool up here, and he did some music videos for that. They were really cool. He does like a lot of weird stock footage stuff. So yeah, we just kind of hit him up last minute, like, do you think you could do something? And this is what happened. Yeah.
It's like the most like Christchurch video made by Wellingtonian ever, I think, because, you know, we're all from Christchurch here, and we love, you know, we love boy racing either when we're hating it or when we're loving it, if that makes any sense, you know.
Exactly.
Simon's actually quite a good, he's quite a speedy driver, you know, like legally, he doesn't break any rules.
Mm-hmm. A firm speed limit.
Yeah, firm speed limit, but, you know, Simon's, you know, you got right into cars at one stage, I remember, Simon.
I did.
Servicing and everything.
Real?
Yeah, famously changed my brake hoses once.
Mm.
Yeah, which, for people who know me, that's quite a big deal.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Starting
not really my
scene. Amazing. Wow. I have to say as well, both of you are like musical chameleons doing so many different projects. So what's it like settling on, like, this is the name I'm using for this project? You know, how do you like break everything up?
Yeah, well, it's good. I've always imagined, like, alter egos are really great.
Mm.
You know, I don't know if Haimona would consider that an alter ego. I don't know, Simon, but it's you know, I mean, Sabine definitely is, you know, an alter ego.
Sabine definitely was an alter ego. Yeah. I think the move to Haimona is I'm trying to be a little bit truer to myself, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
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 Interesting. So do you think that's reflected in this track of how you've taken this almost like, what? Friendship is one of those, like, wow, relationship advice-y, philosophical, psychological sort of themes. So that makes a lot of sense if you've been true to yourselves then, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, as time goes by, I feel like artists not only strip down and realize that I don't need all the sound, but they also get, like, so deep when it comes to the content. So, yeah, have you guys noticed that? And will we be seeing more of this in the future?
More of, sorry, what?
Just more of, like, this sort of content, right? Or is it all going to be, like, doof, doof, we're here to dance, we're here to rave, you know?
I don't know. It feels. I'll try to go through it quickly. But I was, I'm one of those people who watches a lot of YouTube, and I'm like, oh, I saw this thing, and it was real interesting, and it's that, you know, that guy. Remember that guy? And then I never have a name. But this person talking about pretty much there's no real cultural innovation in music, and you can't really hear it. And I don't really agree with that, but I also understand like largely what he means. Mm. In short, what I'm trying to say is that it's an absolute mess out there, you know, and I have no idea what my next song will be.
Yeah, like, we've another year coming up, you know, anything. We've got TikTok, we've got Hyperpop. I don't know where this is heading. I don't know where we're going right now.
It's going so fast, though, isn't it, Simon? And you know.
I wish it would slow down so I could enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Really absorb everything. So much change going on, for real.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot stress enough. I'll play the track for all the listeners, but before then, what can we expect from the both of you what's the date today? The 15th? Yeah, so there's only so many days until 2022, but yeah, what can we expect in the coming months, shall we say, from the both of you?
For me, there's going to be a lot of shilling of this one song on social media, and I'll probably sit around wondering, you know, does anyone care? But I think they do. That's probably it for me. But I've got an album coming out next year, so I'm going to be hunkering down and finishing some artwork and everything for that. What about you, Simon?
Totally. Rumors, very early rumors. I haven't actually talked to the person about this, but we may try and play this live in January, maybe. And also I'm very fortunate to be working with Ricky Gooch, who's a great producer and drummer in Wellington, and we're going to try pump out some tracks in a couple months. So hopefully there's some more tunes.
Jeez, so much happening. I'm excited for the Rezane songs coming up.
I love it.
Thank you, Zane 2000 and Haimona, for coming on the show. Where can people find all your tunes and get involved with all your good stuff on the socials?
They can check us out at official Zane 2000 on Instagram or Haimona official. That sounds right.
I think that's the one.
You know, a little bit of a different order there. And then we'll have the smart links, the link trees. We'll have the Facebook posts. We'll have my random uncle commenting on my Facebook post and signing off his own name at the bottom of the comment.
Mm,
you know, beast. It's going to be everywhere. Yeah, but yeah. any platform that that kind of matters, we'll try and have it on there.
Hell yeah. Thanks so much again to the both of you. And here is the track, A Type of Love, on RDU Breakfast.
Cheers, RDU.
Thank you.